Good morning, America. How are you all doing today? I tell you, today is just such an amazing day. I know it's kind of gloom and doom with the rain, but we must know that we need the rain, the sun, and all that God has for us. So we're just going to be grateful for the rain today and know that once it's all over, you know, we'll probably ask for some more rain. So we just want to be mindful that today is the day that the Lord has made, and we must rejoice and be glad in it. So, you know, one thing about one day at a time is it's a choice, you know, that you make for your day, you know, and how you can really determine your day, you know, and that it's not how you go through the day, it's how you come out. And that's the way prosperity is for us, and even just in our day, everyday walk. But today is a great day. We're going to have an amazing time today in the Word of the Lord. But we really, we're just so excited today about the things that are going on in our atmospheres here. So we want to kind of talk about that a little bit this morning before we get into our topic. And it will probably be a drum roll or a clap or something, okay? But we're just so excited about this amazing conference. And it is called the Bling of the Earth Conference. And really, it's really about, it's based on Proverbs 31 and 10, and the subtitle on that is A Virtuous Woman's Mindset. So it is indeed a women's conference, but definitely everyone is welcome to come and sup with us and enjoy this amazing time in the Lord of impartation and revelation for this new season, this new year of 2017. So that's pretty much a mandate that the Lord has put on my heart to be able to you know, touch and agree with women and train the younger women up to become virtuous. And once they become virtuous, to teach them how to stay virtuous. And that's it, because even when we talk about freedom, you know, of course we know that truth is what sets us free. But once we get set free, a lot of people don't know how to stay free. And I think that is one of the things that the struggles that people do, especially the people of God, but everybody does, but just want to stay free, and we want that, but we just don't know how to do that. And that is why, as leaders in the world today, we have to be imparters and pillars and all that we're called to be in the land. So that is what's so awesome about this movement as the Bling of the Earth, and just to blow the wind on the women of the world today, to teach them how to navigate through life and understand that it is all about our obedience, and it is all about our confidence, and it's all about everything that is the meat of who we are, and tapping into that of our purpose and just knowing who you are. Because believe it or not, America, a lot of people don't even really know who they are or what their purpose is, you know. So that is one of the things that we want to do in the land today, is to become amazing change agents and just be all that we can be and enjoy life, because it is a life to enjoy, because we only have one shot at this, America. So you might as well enjoy the journey. So I'm just so excited to talk about this Bling of the Earth conference. It is actually going to be January 27th and 28th. And the 27th is the evening portion, to where we just all come together collectively and embrace what God is going to do for us and how we're all going to come together and enjoy the fruits of the Spirit and all the things that the Lord has for the women of the world today. And the gathering of that is knowing that there is power in numbers and how to inspire women. Because as women, we have come up in our from our Utah young beings, and then as women, that the battle is seemingly between one another, when really, if we really understand the depth of it and how to lock arms and link together and be the chain that is not easily broken. So I'm just excited about this conference. On the Friday night, it is just a couple of hours that we come together. That's from 6 to 8 p.m. And then we will have the full-blown conference. That's the Saturday morning, and that's going to be from 9 to 8. But we just encourage everyone to know that we do have vendor spots available. They range anywhere from $50 to $100, depending on the depth of the vendor and what the experience that they would love to have and share with the people and their guests and all the other people that are going to be there to impart into them. Of course, we're going to have great panel speakers, great music, worship, just amazing music, great word, and y'all know, great food, okay? slow there, y'all. I found out that I'm a foodie, for real. So last week when I said I wasn't, I didn't know I was until this week, because I think a couple hours later, because I know that food is fellowship, and I love to fellowship and just have a good time and just be blessed with one another. So just be encouraged, America, and understand that you would love to be a part of this great impartation, and it is going to actually be at the King's Haven Worship Center, and that is in Fort Worth, Texas. And I'm going to pull out this address. I know I have it. Here we go. I subtly made sure that I did, but what did I do with it? I had it, y'all. I promise I did. But anyway, we'll come with that because I think Anthony wrote it all down and got all that information for us. And we'll share the address at the conclusion of our mansion calendar. But I really did want to make sure that everyone knows that we're so excited at the Haven because we have our brand-new sanctuary worship portion, worship center in that, and we're just so excited for you all to come out and meet and greet and just meet the man of God that is behind this amazing adventure, Apostle Anthony D. Burns. And we're just excited, everybody. So what we're going to do at this time, you know, we're going to go to our most amazing commercials and hear our great music from our sultry psalmist, and then we will be right back with our topic. So y'all get ready to get into the meat of this word. Amen.
Ladies, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's called the Jewel of Pantego. The Jewel of Pantego, also known as the Mansions on Park Row. They have everything. Yes, everything. Hairstylists, beauty and skincare specialists, massage therapists, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right, at the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Row Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it.
You should know.
are back at our Mornings at the Mansion show here at our blog radio. And we just want to say welcome back, America. And we're so excited about today and the meat of the word and the topic. And we're just going to flow today in this amazing word because the Lord has an announcement for us today that we need to understand what is really going on in the world today and how we need to come up and be who we're called to be, you know, and know that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. So with that being said, we're going to go to our topic this morning, and our topic is fruit inspector. Just that simple. Okay, so I'm excited about it because we really have to examine not only ourselves as we do others, but mainly ourselves and understand what are we producing in our spirit man and what are we, you know, allowing to flow out, because that is truly where our issues are in our hearts. And knowing that we have a mandate to not only be imparters, but also to protect our spirits and understand and open our spirit of discernment to know who you're connecting to in the land of the world today and know who you not need to connect to, because that's, if not more important than who we are, you know, because it's just the mandate and we have to understand the depth of it. And that is where we're going to journey today in the word of the Lord and everything here. So today is really a scripture day. So I encourage everyone to, you know, jot down the scriptures like we always say. And if you don't have time as we're broadcasting now live, then you can go back in your quiet time and resonate on this word and how the Lord can really speak to you, because he speaks to each and every one of us in the same word but in a different way, because we're all different, you know. And I encourage our callers to feel free to call in at our call-in number. That's 646-668-2247, and that's here at the Mornings at the Mansion show. So we're going to get into the word today, and we're going to come from the book of Matthew, and Matthew 7:15-20. Yeah, I know that's putting my glasses on so I can really see. So the word of the Lord reads in Matthew 7:15. It says, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves." Wow. "You shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs or thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven." So the amazing thing about this word here is so straight to the point. It's all about what we're bearing and what we're producing and what type of soil. I mean, it's like a rhythm to this word, you know, and it has to be a rhythm within us as we are mindful of what the Lord is telling us. Because the first word in that scripture is beware. So, I mean, we have to take heed. We have to, like, wake up, pay attention to what's going on in the atmospheres that are surrounding us. Because it's not just all about our own atmospheres, it's also about the atmospheres that we enter. And then, likewise, it's about the atmospheres that we allow people to enter into our atmosphere. And you just have to discern those things, and like the word says, beware. Because they're out there, you know, and you know, they're wolves in sheep's clothing, which means they are looking some type of way, but they really are another way. And you just really have to have the discernment to know that, because you don't want to connect to that. You know, no matter how good it looks and sounds, and because that's the thing about it. If it's not lining up, you sound like you're good, but if I'm looking at something totally different, then that's where the word says beware. Because I tell you, really, the first impression is the best impression. Just open your mind up to be able to see if people are functioning or operating in the good fruit, like the word talks about, in the good ground, you know. So that's an amazing word today. That as the Lord was speaking to me about that, because, you know, as God began to elevate us as, you know, children of God, we have to be very mindful and we have to be very careful. And that's why the word says beware, you know, because you have to beware. And it's not a personal thing. And then that's another thing that I'm finding. with people that are trying to connect or what have already been connected to. You know, everything is an emotional place, or they take things so personal, and you are just hearing the word of the Lord. You're hearing the voice of God, and you're flowing with what God is saying to you. And I'm not understanding how people are taking that personal, but the word is telling me here, because they look in one way, but they illustrate in another way, and it is the fruit. So that's why I totally encourage you, America, if you are not a fruit inspector, you need to become one. And if you are one, you need to really open up your discernment and see that thing as though it really is, and then just, you know, recognize it. Thank God for allowing you to be able to see through His eyes and hear with His ears. And that's, I really believe that way that we can be most effective in the land and in the kingdom. And I really can't stress that we are in this world, but we're not of the world, you know, and we can really obtain the good things that the Father has for us. We just have to, have the mindset and be able to walk that thing out. So that's coming from Matthew 7:15-20. And we're going to stay in the book of Matthew. So y'all write these scriptures down. Call us, feel free to call in and kind of get in and chime in on the word today. And we can just talk about the goodness of the Lord and how to encourage one another and inspire each other. So we're going to go Matthew 12, and that's Matthew 12:33-37. And this word is so true, America, because God, I mean, every issue that we have or every concern, when you go to this word, God tells you all about it. You know, He talks to you about how to walk through this thing, what to look for, what not to look for, to beware, you know, how to open up this. I mean, it's just amazing when you really get into the meat of this and hear what God is saying to you. So we're going to go to Matthew 12:33-37. And the word of the Lord reads, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruits. O generation of vipers, how could ye bring evil and speak good things? These are questions. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasures bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words they shall be condemned. So there is so many questions here that the Lord is asking us. So that's why we have to examine ourselves. And he's saying here really what we were saying earlier, that when you look on the heart, that is where our issues are. Okay? And the simplicity is every good man will bring forth great fruit, and every evil man will bring forth corrupt fruit. So you have to know who you are, you know, because the Lord is telling us, examine yourself, which is your heart, which is here in that spirit man. And you have to really go deep, you know, to really be able to kind of hand down and know where you're going, you know, and know how you're thinking, because also everything is all about the mindset. You know, you have to know that you know that you know that. You have every second of the day, you can make a decision, which that second becomes a minute. Those seconds become minute and minutes, and then next thing you know, it's hours, you know, and before you know it, the day is over. And you want to examine yourself as what are you producing? You know, how is your soil? You know, are you tilling that soil and weeding out the bad, you know, the weeds that come in? It's the word. We're going to go into that in another word here, but it's just so irrelevant when the Lord speaks to us in His word, because He said that His word will never return void. So He just loves us so much. He breaks it down, keeps it simple, wants us to, first of all, understand who we are before we can understand who someone else is, you know. And then that at that point you can say, hey, listen, I need to come up here, or I need to move back there, or, you know, it's all about making those great decisions in the time that we have, because like I said earlier, we only have this one life, and we have one shot at it, and we want to really make it count because of where our destiny, you know, is going to allow us to go, you know. So, and it's just so amazing where this word, and everywhere we turn, pretty much, it talks about good or corrupt. It's nothing in between. You cannot, that's where he says, you can't be lukewarm. You're the hot or you're cold, you know, and just examining where you are, who you are, where you're going, and all those great things. So, be mindful to write these scriptures down, and it's just so amazing. But right now we're going to go to the book of John. That's St. John, 15:4-5, and that is where we're going to go. So I'm so excited about this word because I love to hear to have an ear to hear what God is telling me for the day. And it's just like nuggets that are downloaded in my spirit, and it's a reminder throughout the day. And sometimes, you know, and this is not a game, but I wanted to use this as a reference. When you're in some type of video game, because I see people playing them all the time, and you may have a red flag or you may have a white flag, you know, and that character goes that way or stops that way. You just have to know where your flag is, and I just encourage you to always wave the white flag because that is a place of surrender. Okay. So I just thought I'd put that in there, America, but that's so true. So we're going to go to St. John 15, and that is 4-5. And the word of the Lord reads, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye expect ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abide in me, and I in he, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." And that is what Jesus says. Okay. So I'm telling you, and even when we try to do it, I always reference to the dog chasing his tail. You see it, well, the dog sees it, and he's running after it all day long. And exhausted, go get some more water, see the tail, and keep running after it. And he never catches it, and he will never catch it. Okay, that's what's so obvious about that, you know, and not to say that we are that, but it's just an example of the reality of it and the depth of it, you know, and just being mindful of that. And I always encourage my children, hey, don't be the one chasing the tail that you see, but you'll never get it, you know. Just see things as they are, you know, and the word of the Lord is telling us here that we have to abide in him. He says, abide in me and I in you. And then that's the one. That's the one in the wholeness. And I'm telling you, when Christ went to the cross and he ascended with the Father, and he said, I will send you the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, which is all-knowing, and it leads and guides us into all truth, not some truths, but all truth. And that's the greatest thing. And then Jesus himself is telling us about this fruit and what we're bearing. And he says, and the saying bringeth forth much fruit, not just some fruit. Because if you notice, you see a tree that that is just, I mean, I have a plum grain tree, which is a tree of God, in my backyard. I'm so excited about that, America, okay? I am, but sometimes when that tree is bearing too much fruit, when you go out, I mean, all the way to the next day, and you'd be like, what is going on? Like, when we sleep, the trees are still flourishing and growing, and then it's fruit all on the ground. You know, the plum grain is on the ground, and I'm thinking that is so amazing. To know that, which tells me that I'm in some fertile soil, okay? that's the truth. So I'm just excited about having the plum granite tree, America, if you can't tell. But just watching, and you know, as I was reading and studying and listening to the word on different mandates and different platforms, I heard a speaker say that, actually it was a doctor who is a speaker. He was saying that when God created the heaven and the earth, he used the same form. It's not the same DNA, but he used the same pretty much recipe when he created man, because we're all connected to DNA. When he connected animal, they're all connected to the DNA. When he connected fruit and plants and trees, everything has a DNA. And you have to know that when you are in Christ and he is in you, that is your DNA, you know, and just to hear people with that heartbeat, I tell you. But what we're going to do at this time, this is such a great word, great nuggets, we're going to go to commercial. And we will be right back, America.
Don't let me lose my way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah. Hey, hey. The things you will plan for me, I'll be seeking you forever and ever.
ladies, have you heard about the Anthony Michelle Experience? Let me tell you, it's one of the most exciting things that could happen to you. You've heard them talk about it. That is, that magic factor. It is what you'll be feeling when wearing an Anthony Michelle design. Anthony Michelle custom-made clothes and accessories are designed with you in mind. The real woman. From casual to business, cocktail to evening, Anthony Michelle has something that will set you apart from the rest. Oh, and yes, for you travelers, jet setters out there, she even provides resort and swimwear available year-round. If you're looking to establish your own sense of style and be different, Anthony Michelle has something for you. Located at 2706 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas. Get a feel of the Anthony Michelle Experience.
Well, we are back at our Mornings at the Mansion show, and I'm telling you, that is so amazing. We're excited about everything here. We're excited about our commercials. We're singing about our songs, excited about our psalmist, and I'm so excited about Cree Perkins and her amazing Unblind Me song. She's just such a young artist, and just to hear the heart, her heartbeat of who the Lord is for her and how he has just loved her enough to unblind her. And it's just such a beautiful song. So be encouraged to go on iTunes and pull up Cree Perkins and buy you a song, okay? So we are back to our Mornings at the Mansion show. We're back to this amazing word and this great topic of being a fruit inspector or becoming one. So you just have to decide, where am I? And then, you know, just be mindful of where you want to be and just do it. You know, and I'm telling you, life becomes more simpler when you do that, because I really believe that's the root of drama, when you don't know the fruit of other people and even yourself, and then all of this stuff gets all mixed up, and then you're doing like, how did we get here? You know, and you can really be drama-free when you're a fruit inspector. That's for real, Jerica, okay? So it doesn't but the truth. And that's what that is. So we're going to go to the word of the Lord, and we're going to continue to chime in. So callers, feel free to call in at our call-in number. That's 646-668-2247. So we're going to go to the book of Jeremiah today, where the Lord is speaking to us about who we are in the place of fruit and inspectors, okay? So here it goes, a little something like this. The word of the Lord reads as Jeremiah 17. And we're going to go from verse 7 to verse 10. So the word of the Lord reads, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's the question. I, the Lord, searcheth the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." That is just like, wow. And I think it's so amazing how God references our life like a tree. That is just so cool. It's so amazing to hear him speak to me. And I always make this a personal place, you know. And he's also encouraging me and you as well, that we are like a tree planted by the water that spreadeth out its roots by the river. So that as we are the tree, and the river is water, which is the Spirit, and as we allow ourselves to connect and be planted, because the key word here is planted, and you have to examine, where are you planted? You know, is it dry? We're going to go over here in a minute, and we're going to talk about that soil in just a second, because you have a decision to make, America. What type of soil are you in? Because it's going to allow you to understand where your seed, what are you putting yourself, because you are the seed, and you have to decide that today. So this is an amazing word, and that is so so divine for the Lord to speak to us about how when we're planted rightfully, that we can never cease yielding fruit. That means never stop. okay? It'll be an ongoing thing in your life. And knowing how you can do this, because then he said, I'm looking at your heart. He tells, oh, I got to read this again. Okay. In 9, he says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? This is the Lord asking the question, who can know that? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, which means he's pulling it back, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. So what are you doing? You know, where are you planting it? You know, are you in a, and I love the word says, even in the drought, it still produces fruit. And y'all know a drought is dried up. You know, that means that root is so deep because that's where the real water flows. In the depth of that land, you know, that's just, that's, wow. It's just amazing. So we're going to chime on that because we've got to jump into this place to hear what the Lord is saying. So we're going to go to Mark 4:3-9. So that's where we're going to go now. And this word is what that is, okay, because it's backdooring Jeremiah 7. Okay, so listen up, America. The word of the Lord reads, once again, here is a sound. This is like a trumpet. Hearken. Behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorned, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and thorns grew up and choked it out, and it yielded no fruit. And others fell on good ground, and it yielded fruit, and sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. So you have to decide what you really want to produce, and you really have to be careful where you're putting your seed. You know, your seed can not just be your money, it could be your time, it could be your love, and those are the fruits of the Spirit. It could be, you know, joy. Where are you putting your joy? And that's the simplicity of that, because that's where you're going to, you know, your harvest is going to come, you know, and you want to be one that bears much fruit, and you want to be one to make sure that when the drought comes, because people sometimes, I'm telling you, America, when you loving and doing all that you do, and then sometimes you're not getting that back, no one is sowing or pouring into you. The same measure that you give should be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Shall men and women give into your bosom? But if you're the only one giving, and you're the only one tilling, and you're the only one that has, that is what we call shipwreck. And you have to know, I see the Titanic there upside down. Okay? Right. You have to know that. And then you have to know this is not, no, because people are mostly in your life for a season. Okay? And there are people that can really become in your life forever. But you have to know, because some people are going to come and make you think they forever, but they season. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's why I encourage you to sharpen, because iron sharpens iron. And you have to sharpen your mind and your heart and your spirit, that you would be able to encourage yourself to even not receive the things that are not of God in your life, the people that are not of God in your life, everything. Let me be, you try to use correct things, but sometimes I can't because that's just what I do. Okay, who I am. But it's just an amazing word, and we really have to get serious about this walk that we're walking, you know, and the fruit that we're producing and the things that are trying to attach to us. You know, have you ever seen a potato after the potato's picked, pulled, washed, cleaned, sold, and you haven't used that potato in about 2 weeks? If you notice, most stuff be growing, and you're like, what the world? And if you let it grow too long, wow, it's way too much. Your whole house gonna reek of that harvest, okay? So that's life. You cannot allow people to attach to you, lay around on you and all that, and then all of a sudden you smelling something. You're like, what that is? And it don't have to be in the natural, but I'm talking to your spirit man today, you know, that we have to really rise up and understand what's really going on. We really do. You know, this is great word, America. This is what we need, you know, because God is calling us higher. And he's not going to receive us in the manner of. We got all this stuff hanging on us. We got all this drama in our life. We got to clean that up. We got to clean that up before we can go up and really sit with the Father and just hear Him and have, you know, be able to see things that He allows us to see, you know. And that's just all I'm saying, you know, what the Lord is saying to you. I'm just a mouthpiece. So y'all don't get upset at me because it's just the word of the Lord. That's all it is. And I'm so grateful that He's chosen me for this season because I'm a very radical person. And I know that He would not have me here if it was not, if He would not, I will not allow Him to use me effectively. So just pray for me, you know, that I continue to have the ear to hear Him and the heart and the zeal to carry out the assignment, you know, because that's all it is. That's all it is for you as well. You know, carry out your assignments, be who you're called to be, and just know that it is God that is going to give you strength because, as the word read earlier, that He said that, you know, He's in us and we're in Him. And we are nothing without Him. He said that. I'll tell you in a minute. Hold on, because I've read some of the scriptures, you know, but I do know we read that. So just be mindful. And those are some of the warnings, and that's why the Lord says, hearken and beware. And He's telling us, hold up, hold on, take a minute, wait on it. You know, really, think about it before you roll into these places that you know, have no business going into, because that is idle time. And idle time is the devil's workshop. The word says that. Google it, look it up. Trust me, you'll find it. But that is just the word of the Lord. So, and we're going to be able to come back and talk about our good fruits here in a minute. But we just want to encourage the world today to have an unbreakable spirit. You know, don't allow people to come in and chisel you down, because they will if you allow them to, you know, and make you feel. I don't know why people do that, but they do. They want you to feel some type of way, or they want to be somewhat superior. I mean, even because they have all these titles and, you know, but what type of fruit are they bearing? Not no titles, because you can put them in trash if you don't have no fruit, you know, and good fruit is that, you know. So just be mindful that, you know, our anthem today is the Lord is calling us to become fruit inspectors and to examine ourselves first, because, you know, that's like the word in Proverbs. It tells you can't take the speck out of someone else's eye and you got a big old plank in yours. That's what the word says, you know. So that's why it's so important that we have to look on our own heart, because that's what God tells us in His word. He's looking at our hearts, because that is where our issues flow from. And, I mean, we all have them. But we just have to, you know, we have another day to, you know, allow those things to fall away from us and become the best people that we can be, and the best woman or man and daughter or son or wife or husband or, you know, just whoever you are in that place of flowing. And I just can't, you know, express that enough. And just be mindful that it is a time for everything. You know, the word Ecclesiastes 3 tells us that. I mean, everything, you know. And time is a healer, if you allow it to be. It can be. And trust me, I don't have a perfect life, or there's no perfect world. But even though the struggles try to come, I just have to stay rooted. You know, I have to be like that tree that's planted by the water, which is myself planted in Christ, you know, and connecting to that spirit. The Holy Spirit, which is going to nourish me, and it's going to equip me, it's going to rebuke me, it's going to do all the things that needs to be done to keep me lined up and to keep my fruit right. So, you know, I just encourage you today to understand what God is saying to you and the call on your life. And, you know, a lot of times it takes courage and it takes confidence. And like we were doing on our last show and then in our new wine impartation, that was such a powerful word. And even on the show, the new wine, we're going to have a part two of the portion of conquering. But confidence does cause you to conquer. You have to be confident in who you are in Christ, because I'm telling you, the enemy comes like he ain't. And I'm not using correct English, but he is not the roaring lion. He comes like. It's two different lions. It's the roaring lion, and it's the lion of Judah. So I hang out with the lion of Judah because that's courage, you know, and know that. I know, you know, that's who is in me. So we're going to go to commercial once again, America, and we will probably conclude this session, and we're going to talk a little bit about good fruits, because I know we had a lot of beware. a lot of hold on, a lot of hearken. But that was weak. I mean, that's real, and that's serious, and he's trying to get our attention. So we'll be right back.
Ladies, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's called the Jewel of Pantego. The Jewel of Pantego, also known as the Mansions on Park Row. They have everything. Yes, everything. Hairstylists, beauty and skincare specialists, massage therapists, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right, at the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it.
When I'm with you, curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms, all my fears melt away.
Well, we
Mornings at the Mansion Show, and I tell you, America, this show was what that is. The Word of the Lord is what that is. It's just so amazing. You know, it's just a choice that we were talking about. You know, you have a choice every second of the day to decide, you know, how you want to walk. And I'm telling you, this is just an amazing journey. And I have this poem that I wrote. I have several, but I think I'm going to read this one today because this is like taking off the mask, okay? And I want to share this with you today. This will probably be one of the poems that I'm going to share that's probably going to be in my book, okay? And we are in the process of that, but I really want to read this, and prayerfully it will resonate and be effective for you today. So it's called Life's a Makeover. My intuition is aligned in spirit and in truth. Healing our past through time so enhances our lives. If not, we will bleed forever. When we accept nothing less than what is truly ours, we will prosper in the will, becoming focused on the present and from the future or the past is how it all comes to pass. Before my journey, life was whispering. And after the conclusion and elevation, it was screaming at me. Wearing the mask of black is what pulls you onto darkness. What seems like a lifetime to accomplish can truly become fervent with a timeout. Sometimes our timeouts are longer than others, but true refreshment in life is the fulfillment of your thirst in the desires and give birth to them. That is when you know that the mask has fallen off. And this, too, is when you can truly see and know exactly what you were born to do. And there's nothing like knowing, even when it's the worst, and what you do and what you know. So I just wanted to share that, you know, because that is an amazing place of refreshing. And that was wrote in 2001. It's now 2016. Excited about, you know, my walk in life today and how refreshing it really is. But it's all about having a made-up mind and a made-up heart, you know. And that's how you make the journey. It's not always easy, but you just go into that place of trusting and knowing that God has your back. And then that's another point for another day. That's right here, because God's got your back. Okay? So I just wanted to share that with you all today, but we're going to kind of chime in on what's really going on right now, not 2001, but right now. Okay? And that is, you know, just be mindful of today's topic of becoming a fruit inspector or staying a fruit inspector and going deeper. But the depth of that really begins with you and how you are examining yourself every day, because it's a daily thing. That's why the Word says we have to die daily. We do, you know, to be able to get into that place where we can really hear Him and really be able to see sharper and clearer because you're looking through His eyes. So I just encourage you guys to do that and be mindful of that and just walk it out and keep it simple. That's what the Lord is really speaking over everything. Keep it simple, because we overthink things, we complicate them, and we just have to keep it simple, okay? So I'm excited about that. But we're going to go to our mansion calendar, and we're going to talk about, of course, what we opened up and talked about, because this, I'm just so excited. I get totally speechless when I'm talking about the Bling of the Earth Conference, because the impartation that the Lord gave us in Proverbs 31, when He talks to us about who we are as women today, and the way He explains it is just that He's just telling us we are the bling of the earth, and we want to really encourage you all to come out to this conference. The conference, just for general admission, is $25 for just, you know, coming in and being an imparter in the conference. And then, of course, like we said, our vendor spots start at $50 and $100 vendor tables, just depending on the size and what you have and what you want to bring for the people to come in and see what you have and then expose your business, your ministry, your, you know, your books, your music, just, you know, and your, you know, just whatever aspect that you have to, that you want people to know about you. So it's also an amazing platform to come and let people know that, you know, that you're doing great things for the kingdom. So We're just excited about that. But our usual calendar is the first Friday of every month. We have our new wine empowerment. And it's a group, but it's also a show. Okay. And we stream live on our Mansion channel the first Friday of every month. So, you know, just kind of keep up with us on our Facebook pages, and we, you know, kind of do those announcements so people can really know what we're doing. And, you know, this is how the Lord just started us with one day, one person at a time, this amazing inspiration and empowerment group. And one thing that I always forget to say is that the Lord gave us this mandate of the new wine, and that is Matthew 9:17, where he talks about shedding the old wineskins. And that is the only way to store new wine, because you can't put new wine in the old wineskins, because the word simply tells us is that the skins will burst. And you'll just lose all your new wine, you know. But the most amazing thing about it is Jesus Christ himself, because he is the new wine. And he is both lion and lamb. And he is the great I am. And that is what we do. You know, we you know, just walk this life out, walking with the Lord and being courageous and confident in who we are, and just imparting and building up women to be all they can be. And y'all know how BS they say, the girls, we reign. Okay? So we do. But our second party is the I Am Fabulous in Fashion with Anthony Michelle and all of her amazing designs, and with Vivica Giles. She's just wow. But anyway, that's what we do on the second Friday. It's a place to come and sip and shop and swap and do your thing. What have you do? We ain't swapping now. We shop it. Okay? So just know that, but just some great things that we have in our boutique, and it's just an amazing place. And we have also in the style portion, it's style for your clothing, but we also have a salon there, and that salon is Jasmine Star Williams, and she is really gathering great young women, and they're coming in, and we're imparting into them. So we're just excited about this transition of the boutique and style. Also, we have our Media Stream Workshop this Saturday, the third Saturday. It's this Saturday from, I believe, it's a 2-hour from 10 to 12. And it is hosted by our very own Sherry Bronson of Bronson Media. And if you would like to come in and impart and get your spot, it's $30 for your spot to come in and learn. If you're trying to open up your place of streaming in your ministry or your business, this is a great time to come in and sup with Sherry Bronson about this. And her website is www.bronsondigitalmedia.com. And y'all already know, I talked about this the last time, and I confess that I am a foodie, okay? I'm so excited about Thanksgiving, you know, but more than the foodie, I mean, really, because we do that every day. We have Thanksgiving every day, and that's what's so beautiful, but it's just a time of coming together as family, you know, loving on each other, creating memories, because that's what's really amazing about Thanksgiving. And, of course, I miss my papa and my dad. You know, those are the men in my life that the Lord just reared me up and validated me. But I really miss the long prayers, because I think we talked about that before. My papa always prayed very, 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 very long, okay? Well, we would be, like, so hungry, and he'd be like, oh, my God, but that was beautiful. And I'm just telling you, it was. I'd be looking around, everybody like, oh, my God, we're going to pass out. But he was so fervent like that, and he was so genuine, and I just miss him, and that's the most time that I really miss him is around Thanksgiving, because he was a man after God's own heart for family and generational and all that kind of stuff. But I just thought I'd put that in there, because that is really what that is, you know. But we have an amazing time here at the Mansion, and we're always doing great things, and we do realize that it is not about us. You know, this is a platform for people to come and have the opportunity to be all they can be, you know. But, you know, we want people to also be encouraged to line up, because this is a place of fertile soil. And we know that the Lord has entrusted us with this season and time and people. And we just know that the most exciting and amazing things are the fruits of the Spirit is love. It covers a multitude. So, and, you know, it's so amazing, because you come to a place of business and you look and you wonder, like, how is there so much love in this business? You know, but it is, you know, because it's kingdom business. And that's what's most effective. And to just watch people come in with almost sometimes absolutely nothing, and they leave with everything, you know. So that's incredible. I just wanted to share that with you guys and that ask that you continue to pray for us because we are women on the move and we are kingdom women. And like I said earlier, we don't have a perfect life, but we search and strive for perfection. And we know the vehicle for that is just rolling with the Trinity, you know, and being sold out. And y'all already know that's another story for another day. Okay. So, but I just want you to know that I love you all so much, and I thank you all for listening in. And now next week I'm going to be looking for some callers. So get your phones ready and get the calling in because we're going to talk about these amazing topics and share and care together and just understand that we are here to lift each other up. So y'all know every Tuesday at 10 a.m. we are right here. Feel free if you didn't catch the show or if you know somebody that didn't catch the show that you can go back to our Mornings at the Mansion at our blog, thetalkradio.com/mansion, and feel free to not only listen to today's episode, but feel free to listen to them all. So we're just so excited to be in who we're called to be in this season and be encouraged, America, and just know that we love you.